Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at personalized marketing, and specifically in a privacy-first world. So it's a tough one. How do brands make these experiences, these personalized experiences that we all seem to love, without going too far with the data? We've got a great article here from WebPro News to help guide us. It's called How Brands Can Personalize Marketing Without Violating Privacy and Trust, and it was published just last week. You can think of this deep dive like a cheat sheet to understanding how brands can get personalization right, you know, without making it feel creepy.
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
It is, and the article jumps right into it by quoting Paul Farrow from Microsoft Advertising. And he points out this tension that people enjoy relevant ads, but nobody wants to feel like they're being watched. Tough spot for brands. What are your thoughts on this balancing act?
Well, you're right. Studies do show that personalization can be a total game changer for brands. You know, it boosts engagement and sales.
Well, yeah.
But here's the catch. It all comes down to trust. Without that, personalization just feels invasive.
Trust is key. So the article looks at how Microsoft is approaching this. With their ad selection API, I'm intrigued. How does this API tackle the privacy problem?
Well, this API is focused on protecting data. It does that by processing user data right on the browser, like on Microsoft Edge. So sensitive information never has to leave the user's device.
Okay, so instead of my data going off to a server somewhere, it all happens right there on my computer.
Exactly. And this way, you can target ads but not compromise on privacy. In fact, Farrow emphasizes this in the article. He says, it guarantees that personal data or personal information of the consumer is protected at all times.
That's reassuring. But we got to be honest, the regulations are a nightmare. GDPR, DMA, DSA, and then all the state laws here in the U.S. on top of that. How can brands keep up with all this and still personalize effectively?
Yeah, it's a landscape that's always changing. Brands really need to be able to adapt and prioritize transparency and consent above everything else. They need to be totally clear about how they're using data and get that permission from users. It's about respecting the user.
Yeah.
You know, and making them feel like they're part of the process, not just a data point.
Yeah, for sure. Microsoft seems to be doing this with their consent mode in Europe and working with tools like CookieBot to ensure transparency with their data practices.
Yeah, they're definitely taking the right steps. It's about giving control back to the user.
Now, the article also brings up these privacy-enhancing technologies, or PETs, things like clean rooms. I gotta admit, it sounds kind of mysterious. Can you explain how these work and how they're changing advertising?
Sure. Privacy-enhancing technologies are interesting because they let you do personalization without sacrificing privacy. Clean rooms are one example. They're secure spaces where companies can analyze data together without actually sharing individual user data.
So you get the big picture insights, but without the specific details on each person.
Yeah, that's right. And this is really shaping privacy-conscious advertising.
So hold on tight, because now the article adds another layer to this. The potential of AI in personalization. Farrow even says that AI will completely reshape personalization from start to finish. What does this AI revolution look like? And what about this Copilot?
Okay, so Microsoft is adding Copilot to all its platforms. It's built on large language models, or LLMs.
LLMs, that's what powers a lot of the AI we see today, right?
Exactly. So think of this Copilot tool, like having a super smart marketing assistant. It can help brands connect with consumers better, optimize their algorithms, and get super specific advice on reaching the right audience.
So AI could help create these really nuanced, personalized experiences, but without needing tons of personal data.
Yeah, it has that potential. It can understand individual preferences and adapt to those preferences in real time. So yeah, it's a whole new way of doing things.
This all sounds great, but we need to bring it back to trust. With all this tech, how can brands build trust in this landscape?
Well, no matter how advanced the tech gets, trust is still the most important thing. Brands need to be extra transparent, use privacy-enhancing tech like we talked about, and be clear in how they communicate when people understand how their data is being used and feel like they have control. Then personalization is helpful, not creepy.
It's all about giving the user the power.
Right. Like Farrow says, if brands can be transparent, use privacy-enhancing technologies, and communicate clearly with consumers, they can create personalized experiences that are not only effective, but also respectful of individual privacy.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. The tension between personalization and privacy, the role of this new tech like the ad selection API and AI, the importance of transparency and consent, and of course the key thing, trust. That's a lot to think about.
It is, but these are all essential things for brands to understand if they want to succeed in the future of marketing.
Definitely. So before we move on to the next part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with something to think about. If AI really can tailor experiences to each individual perfectly, are there ethical considerations to keep in mind to make sure it's being used responsibly and not crossing the line into manipulation?
Yeah, that's an important question to consider.
We'll be back soon to explore that and more. But until then, remember, you're now armed with the knowledge. To really evaluate the personalized marketing you see every day, you're in control.
Yeah, that question about AI and manipulation, that's a big one.
It really is. It makes you think. This technology can know what we want before we even do. It's exciting, but also kind of unsettling.
Yeah, it's like that classic sci-fi dilemma coming true. How much control are we willing to give up to algorithms? It raises questions about free will. Are we really choosing if algorithms are pushing us in certain directions?
And that brings us right back to trust. Maybe even more so in this AI world. If we're going to let these algorithms personalize things, we need to know they're being used ethically.
Absolutely. Transparency is key here. Brands need to be open about how they're using AI and let people opt out or control how their data is being used.
It's like we need new rules for the digital age, rules about how our data can be used by these algorithms.
You got it. As AI gets more and more integrated into marketing, we need those ethical guidelines and regulations to make sure it's a force for good.
Right, because the line between helpful personalization
and
something that's not okay, it can get really blurry. Imagine being bombarded with ads. Ads that use your insecurities against you. That's not the future anyone wants.
Definitely not. That's why it's so important to be talking about this now. While this tech is still new, we need to be proactive about shaping the role of AI in marketing so it serves us, not the other way around.
It feels like a turning point. The decisions we make now will have a huge impact on how all this plays out. We need a future where AI improves our lives, but not at the cost of our privacy or our ability to choose.
I totally agree. We got to find that sweet spot, innovation and responsibility, using the power of AI, but staying true to our values.
So for us as consumers in this rapidly changing world, what can we do to protect ourselves? How can we make sure our data is being used responsibly?
That's the question, isn't it? Well, first we need to know how our data is being used, those privacy policies and cookie notices. Yeah, they're boring, I know. But they tell you how companies collect and use your data. It's like reading the fine print. Might not be fun, but it could save you trouble later.
It's easy to just click accept, but it does have consequences.
Definitely. And don't be afraid to use your rights. You have the right to opt out, to request access to your data, even to have it deleted. It's your information. You have a say in how it's used.
So we're not just along for the ride. We can actually do something.
Exactly. The more we know about this tech and our rights as consumers, the better we can navigate this new world.
We've covered a lot. I bet some listeners are feeling overwhelmed.
It is a lot to process.
Right?
But this is an ongoing conversation. This landscape is always changing. We got to stay informed and engaged.
It's not a one-time thing. We need to keep asking questions and challenging assumptions to build a future where technology helps everyone.
Exactly. That's what makes this so important.
Yeah.
And exciting. We get to shape the future of technology and make sure it reflects our values.
I'm excited, but also a little nervous, to be honest.
That's understandable. It's important to be curious and think critically. This is an opportunity to learn and grow.
I like that. So what's one thing listeners can do today to be more proactive about their digital privacy?
I'd say take a look at your privacy settings on your devices, your social media accounts. You might be surprised how much you're sharing without realizing it.
It's easy to forget those settings are even there.
It is, but they can make a difference. And remember, you can always say no. Don't be afraid to adjust those settings, to limit data collection, or opt out of targeted ads. You have control.
That's good to remember.
Absolutely. As this tech keeps evolving, staying informed is key.
Mm-hmm.
This conversation isn't over.
Now, before we go to the final part of our deep dive, I want to touch on those ethical guidelines for AI again. What are some key principles that we should be pushing for?
Well, fairness is a big one. Transparency, too. And accountability. AI systems need to be designed fairly, without bias. And people need to know how they work, how their data is being used. We can't just accept these algorithms blindly.
Right. We need to know how they're making decisions and make sure they're not making things worse.
Exactly. And if an AI system messes up or causes harm, we need to know who's responsible.
It sounds like we need to rethink privacy and build a whole new framework for ethical AI.
We do. And it's not just on policymakers and tech companies. We all have a role to play here. This conversation needs to happen everywhere, in our communities, schools, workplaces. AI will impact all of us. So we need to work together.
That's powerful. We all have a say in this.
We do. We have this incredible opportunity to shape technology, to make sure it helps everyone.
Well, I'm feeling inspired and a bit overwhelmed, honestly. But I'm optimistic about the future, if we approach this the right way.
I agree.
So with that, we're ready to explore some of the possibilities AI offers for personalized marketing.
Let's dive in.
All right, so we've talked about the challenges with AI and the ethics of using it in personalized marketing. But what about the good stuff? This technology could totally change how brands connect with us. Where do you see this going?
Oh, for sure. AI could make these incredible personalized experiences, stuff we've never even seen before.
Like what? Paint me a picture. What does this AI future look like?
Okay, imagine. Your favorite brands just get you. They know what you want even before you do. AI can analyze all this stuff, your purchases, your browsing history, even your social media, to build this detailed profile and then predict what you'll need in the future.
Wow. It's like having a personal shopper for everything.
Yeah, kind of. But it goes beyond just products. AI could personalize everything, from the content you see on a website to the emails you get, even the promotions and offers.
That's next level, but we got to talk about the creepiness factor. How do we make sure it doesn't feel like our privacy is being invaded?
Right. Well, that's where transparency and control come in. Those are crucial. Brands have to be upfront about using AI and give people ways to adjust their settings or opt out entirely.
So it's about giving people the power to choose.
Exactly. People should feel in control, not like they're being used.
Okay, so let's say brands are using AI ethically. What are some of the benefits for us, for consumers?
Well, one big one is a better overall experience. Imagine never having to wade through irrelevant stuff again. AI could give you this personalized feed with only what you actually care about.
That would be amazing. No more endless scrolling.
Right, and it could make shopping so much easier. AI could give you personalized recommendations, compare prices for you, even anticipate problems before they happen.
So AI is like a super smart assistant.
Yeah, helping you make better choices.
I like it. Yeah. And we can't forget the creativity. AI could help brands come up with amazing campaigns.
Absolutely. Interactive content, personalized journeys. It could change everything.
It sounds like AI could take personalization to a whole new level.
Go.
But we've talked about the downsides, privacy, manipulation. Are there other ethical problems we should be thinking about?
Yeah, there are. One thing is that AI could make existing inequalities worse. If the data used to train these systems is biased, then the AI will be biased too, and that could lead to unfair outcomes.
That's a really important point. The data has to be diverse and inclusive.
It does. And we also need to think about jobs. AI could automate a lot of tasks, which means some people might lose their jobs.
That's a valid concern. We need to be prepared for that shift.
You do. It's important to talk about these potential impacts.
It feels like we're entering a new era. AI could change everything.
It could. It's exciting and a little scary at the same time.
Definitely. I think it's important to be both optimistic and cautious.
I agree.
And that's what we've tried to do in this deep dive. Explore this world of personalized marketing and AI to show both the potential and the challenges.
It's been a great conversation.
It has. So as we wrap up, what's the one thing you want listeners to remember?
I think the most important thing is we have a say in all of this. We're not just passengers. By staying informed, talking about these issues, and pushing for ethical AI, we can make sure this technology helps everyone.
That's a great takeaway. And on that note, we'll leave you with one last thought. If AI can personalize everything we experience, what does that mean for human connection, for authenticity? It's something to think about. As we move into this new world, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.